Do you see this human being? Do you realize, said Kathy James, the mother-in-law of Mr. Raisby, a 57-year-old factory supervisor in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, who liked to hunt pheasants on the weekend. In the weeks since Mr. Raisby died of the virus, Mrs. James said she wanted to wave a photo of him, a quiet, bi-speculated man who once wooed her daughter with purple roses at the world. Do you see Doug, she said, because he should be alive and he should be with us right now. More than 244,000 people have died from the coronavirus in the United States, more than any other country, and experts say the pace of the new deaths is likely to accelerate in the coming weeks. Death lags several weeks behind infections, so the toll being recorded now reflects transmission that happened several weeks ago, before the countries began logging more than 140,000 new cases per day and hospitalizations reached their highest levels of the pandemic. On Friday, public health officials reported more than 181,000 new cases across the country, more than ever before. The country remains far below the death toll of the spring, when as many as 2,200 people were perishing each day. But some estimates suggest that the United States may soon be on track to reach or even exceed those levels. From the Midwest to the Sun Belt, officials are bracing for a mounting death toll. In Marathon County, Wisconsin, a sprawling community in the grip of a COVID-19 surge, a refrigerated morgue truck is now cooled and ready in case it is needed. The medical examiner office has stocked extra body bags. A smaller walk-in cooler was also brought in.